Welcome to the Luke Page Podcast and my brand new series, 30 Days of Running an Online Coaching Business. Guys, over the next 30 days, I'm going to be posting a new episode most days, giving you behind the scenes of what it's like to run a coaching business and the ups and downs that I go through as I take it from a six-figure to a seven-figure business. So you don't miss an episode, make sure you click subscribe. And if you'd like to catch the video version of these episodes, follow us over on Instagram where we post them at Luke_Page. But anyway, let's get into today's one. Here we go. Welcome to day three of running an online coaching business. Business would be so much easier if you only had to deal with the problems that business throws at you. But you don't. You've also got to deal with the problems that life throws at you at the exact same time. I'm talking about problems like you getting sick, having a death of a loved one, going through relationship struggles, financial challenges, not having enough time to get stuff done, family struggles, having kids. And I went through like four continuous years of major life problems, a lot of the time multiple going on at the same time. But even when I was going through all this shit, I never once disappeared. I always managed to show up in my business. Now, I'm not superhuman. I just did these two things. Number one, I worked on my inner game relentlessly and I basically tried everything. Yeah, I did all the meditations and the visualizations and the journaling and the breath work and the cold showers, became quite spiritual. I prayed to God, basically anything, yeah, to give me the strength to be able to keep showing up. But number two is I had a vision that I was willing to die for. And this is seriously the secret, yeah? For any Matrix fans out there, I was like Morpheus. I believed in a brighter future, like so badly, that I was willing to crawl through the mud to get it. I even came close to divorcing my wife because I refused to let go of my vision. I'm a Taurus. Apparently, Taurians can be stubborn sometimes. I'll share more about the breakdown of my wife and I's relationship soon, because if you're an entrepreneur and you have a partner who isn't, you're probably going to experience some problems. I'll see you tomorrow.